And a very good morning to you. We are going to have some nice sunshine coming up for you just real soon here this morning. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and welcome to the 1110 KBND Morning News. I'm the Count, and here's Kim.
Good morning. There was a shooting last night in South Bend. We'll have more details as they come in, so tune in at 6:30 for that story. And it's good news in the latest Tri-County jobless numbers area. The three counties, Deschutes, Crook, and Jefferson, all showed job gains in March as compared to the previous month. Deschutes County posted 950 new jobs, and 87%, that cutting out? And 87% of those were in the private sector. And speaking of jobs, you might be able to get one at the Golden Arches. The remodeled North 3rd Street McDonald's may be opening sooner than anticipated. Owner Nanette Bittler says construction has been so efficient that things are falling into place. Bittler says they're having a job fair at the South 3rd Street location. That'll be today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And anyone wishing to apply for a job can attend. She says they're looking for enthusiastic people with great personalities who are looking to deliver great service. And it was a drug bust with more action than most. According to the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team, the arrest happened at the JCPenney parking lot in Bend. Police say they tried to arrest the 46-year-old Bend woman, and she tried to flee the area in her car, struck a detective's car before driving into the light pole in the parking lot. Suzette Delancey was arrested and charged with several drug-related crimes, plus resisting arrest, recklessly endangering another person, and reckless driving. There were no injuries to the detective who was struck or the suspect. The drug enforcement team says she had been under investigation for 9 months for allegedly trafficking meth in Central Oregon. And a local finance advisor has an interesting take on yesterday's big announcement from Standard & Poor's. The powerful financial services agency said it's downgrading its outlook on U.S. debt. Bill Valentine says this could be a wake-up call for politicians to cut entitlements and other big government programs. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Bill Valentine with Valentine Ventures in Bend says this is not the tipping point for the U.S. economy, but it's definitely a good wake-up call.
Exactly. There is no way out of our problem that doesn't involve politicians upsetting large numbers of people. There's no group that can be spared. There is no way. We have kicked this can down the road as far as it's going to go, give or take 3 to 5 more years. At some point, our political representatives will say, you know what, at this point, the risk of upsetting people by not doing anything is greater than the risk of upsetting people by making the changes.
An actual debt downgrade would raise the cost of interest payments for the U.S. government, as well as raise borrowing costs for U.S. consumers and corporations. Experts say higher rates could have a crushing effect on the debt-laden U.S. economy. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says the PERS system is on cruise control and it's headed for a cliff. She's frustrated that an important deadline for scheduling bills came and went on Friday without even a discussion on PERS reform bills.
We're not doing anything to fix PERS, and yet we also have a number of bills before us that will allow cities and counties to raise taxes on things so that they can fund their PERS.
She says the state faces a $15 billion shortfall on PERS, and ignoring the overall issue is irresponsible. Meantime, on the other side, the director of the Oregon State Firefighters Council says people who are criticizing the system have painted a lopsided picture. Bob Livingston says they failed to acknowledge the big PERS reforms done in 2003, and the problems with PERS have been exaggerated. Every school district in Oregon knows in economic downturns, schools get fewer state dollars. Governor Kitzhaber has formed a statewide investment team that is looking at ways to better fund our schools so that it's not boom or bust. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with a local member on the reform.
We're not doing anything to fix PERS, and yet we also have a number of bills before.